All right, sure. Thank you. And we are back here in Sitka, about to start second half action. Skagway in the first half, unable to get anything going offensively. Their entire offensive output consisted of two free throws by Alex Ackerman. Thorne Bay, a little better, but not too much. They put up 22 points in their own right and absolutely dominated Skagway on the glass. They just crushed the rebounding edge. Is unbelievable. A nice little give and go. Belial to Ackerman, back to Belial, but he missed his layup, and Thorne Bay comes down with it. Thorne Bay is now going to be working right to left across your radio. Skagway's going to be going left to right for the second half. Foul is called on the floor. It looks like in the act of shooting is what they're going to give Dylan Tipps. So Dylan Tipps is going to the line to shoot two. First shot grazes the front of the rim, but falls short. 22-2 is the score here early on in the second half of play. And what has Skagway done at halftime to bring them back up to speed to try and narrow this gap? Well, if they talked about rebounding, it didn't pay off right there, because offensive rebound off of the second missed free throw goes to Thorne Bay, back in by Thomas, and it is now 24-2 in Skagway. Again, having a hard time getting any rebounding done. And they also aren't keeping control of the basketball as Micah Cook tries to pass the ball over to Colton Belial, and stepping into that passing lane was Austin Thomas, and Austin Thomas brings it the length of the court, tries for the lay-in opportunity, is fouled on that play, and goes to the line to shoot two. First free throw up, no good from Austin Thomas. The Thomas brothers are pretty big. They're 6'4". They're listed at 6'4", anyway, and they just look like cross-country runners, both of them. They can go all day long. Thomas knocks in the second one, 25-2 now the score. And Colton Belial brings it up into the forecourt, gets it to Ackerman to try that give-and-go opportunity again, but Thorne Bay shut it down, and Thorne Bay is in a pretty mobile 2-3 zone. Gets up top on the free throw line to Cook, and then back over to Colton Belial. No, it does look like it's a man-to-man, doesn't it? Yep. Thorne Bay playing a staunch man-to-man D. Ackerman has it on the baseline. He puts up an 18-foot jumper. No good. Rebound. It looks like it's going to go out of bounds off of Thorne Bay and will remain Skagway basketball. 6:45 here to go in the third quarter. Score 25-2. Thorne Bay up over Skagway. Colton Belial to inbound the ball. Tries to get it down low to Danny Brady, but throws a little hard off the ground. Ball comes up and over Brady's head. Loose ball and picked up by Brady, but then he traveled with it. And ball will go back to Thorne Bay. Thorne Bay has it now in the hands of Dylan Tipps. Dylan Tipps is going to work it on the right-hand side. Gets it out to Thomas, and that is Clint Thomas. Back over to Tipps, up to Johnny Jennings, top of the key, down low to Clint Thomas. His shot no good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to result in a foul, and that foul is going to be called on Thorne Bay. Called it on five, but there isn't a number five, so my guess is that's a three. That's another crooked number, right? And that would be Clint Thomas called for that foul. Skagway tried that give-and-go again, but it just wasn't there, and they almost turned the ball over, but luckily into the hands of Cook it goes, and then Ackerman with a baseline runner, no good. Rebound comes back out to Thorne Bay. Dylan Tipps quickly up to Thomas, and Clint Thomas, kind of travels a little bit, throws up a shot, and ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be called off of Thorne Bay, so it will be Skagway basketball. Nope, it's going to be Thorne Bay basketball. Well, everybody was, both teams are confused by that one. And so Thorne Bay has the ball now up at the top of the key. Over to Thomas. Thomas to Thomas. It was Austin to Clint, and Clint in point-blank range is going to make that shot many, many times. 27-2 now the score after Clint Thomas puts in the two-footer And Skagway's down again. Quickly over on the wing on the left to Ackerman. Ackerman puts up a jump shot, and it rolls around the rim and in. Two more for Alex Ackerman, and that's what Skagway needs. A good dose of Ackerman here in the second half. He's got to get into the scoring column in big time. Skagway's going to have a chance in this game. Alex Ackerman steps into the passing lane, disrupts the pass. Skagway picks it off. Danny Brady has it in the corner. He's trapped down there, gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman's got another 18-foot jump shot up, no good. Danny Brady flies in trying to get the rebound, but it was picked off by the much taller Thomas. Austin Thomas gets it over to Clint in the forecourt to Dylan Tipps. Dylan Tipps' three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes all the way out to Johnny Jennings. Johnny Jennings tries to get it back out to Colby Silverthorne, and Colby Silverthorne unable to get the ball before he steps on the end or the sideline with it. He picks it up, but his foot was on the sideline, and so ball goes back to Skagway, 27-4, 4:45 here to go in the third. Colt Belisle driving on the right. He's got a look. He throws up a shot. It's too long there for the rebound. Wyatt Belisle up top to Cook. Cook, quick jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Wyatt's there for the rebound. His shot, no good. Rebound to Dylan Tipps, and Dylan Tipps is looking to push it into the forecourt. Gets it up quickly to Austin Thomas, who is right underneath the basket. Lays it up and in. Two more for Thorn Bay. The Wolverines are building that lead here in the second half. 29-4 is the score with 4:22 left to go here in the third quarter. Skagway has worked a couple of wrinkles into their offensive scheme. Once they see that man-to-man defense, they're trying pick and rolls. They're trying give and goes. And it's been working on a limited basis for Skagway. They've just got to make sure that pass is there when they go to throw it. I mean, that's something that Skagway hasn't really figured out yet. And these kids, getting into game-time situations. Think about it. They're practicing with five players. They can't even play three-on-three in a practice, right? So like, how are you going to simulate, live game-time style action with only five players? Very difficult to do, and that's one of those things in Southeast Alaska. Some years you're just not going to have that many kids that can show up to play. And other years you'll have a bigger squad. So that's what Skagway's dealing with, is kind of the low end of that curve at the moment. Alex Ackerman down low. Oh, nice little spin with the right hand off the left side. Puts it up and in for two. 29-6, and Alex Ackerman is the Skagway offense today. Thorne Bay gets the ball in to Jericho Seifert. Turns the ball over. Ackerman takes it off. And lays it in for two more. Alex Ackerman gets the lead down to just 21. And we got a timeout on the floor by Coach Jim Silverthorne from Thorne Bay. Skagway, after a make, is employing a pressure. And that pressure absolutely befuddled Thorne Bay for a couple of possessions in a row. And Alex Ackerman was the beneficiary of that. So Ackerman up on the board all the way to 8 points. And Skagway's getting a little bit of confidence under them. Defensive pressure is what's going to lead to turnovers, and turnovers is what leads to easy baskets. And Skagway, they're going to probably set back up into this press here as Thorne Bay is going to inbound the ball under the Skagway basket. And, yep, Skagway's got this full-court pressure set up. Looks like a zone pressure. Ball comes into Jennings. Jennings looks. Gets it quickly over to Clint Thomas, and Thorne Bay breaks that press quickly into the hands of Cody Silverthorne, who travels with it, but doesn't call for the travel. And instead, a foul is going to be called on Skagway. Thorne Bay to inbound the basketball. Now Dylan Tipps has it. He's got a wide-open 16-foot jump shot, and he's got a nice touch from the baseline, knocks it down. Another bucket for Thorne Bay. That last foul was on Wyatt Belisle, his first of the game. Skagway has it in the forecourt. Ackerman has it. He's got a jump shot. He misses his jump shot. Rebound pulled down by Cody Silverthorne, but Danny Brady was there. As soon as Cody Silverthorne brought that ball down, Brady got his hands in there, tied him up. It's a jump ball, but ball goes back to the Wolverines. Thorne Bay now into the forecourt. Dylan Tipps has the ball. He's working down low. He wants to get it onto the baseline. Gets it down low to Austin Thomas. Austin Thomas' shot, no good. Alex Ackerman comes up with the ball. trying to outlet the basketball. You get a timeout on the court by Coach Ken Fielding. And this is something that I've noticed from the officials during this tournament. Your team doesn't actually have to have possession of the ball for the officials to grant the timeout call. They've granted several timeouts during this tournament while the ball is in the air, which is strange to me, but okay. They'll do it, and we'll take it on this one because the ball was actually not in control, in Panther control. It was on the floor at the time when Coach Ken Fielding called the timeout, but he was given the timeout, and that works to Skagway's benefit. I think they would have probably got control of the ball. It seemed like they were going to. 31-8 is the score. Thorn Bay up over Skagway. 3 minutes and 2 seconds left to play here in the third quarter, and it is Skagway basketball. Danny Brady inbound for Colton Belisle. Thorn Bay in that man-to-man pressure style. Oh, a nice little ball fake from Colton, and a V-cut from Alex Ackerman gets him open down low, but the pass not picked up. It was a little offline. There was a turnover involved. Thorn Bay, however, couldn't control that, so it's going back to Skagway on the sideline. Danny Brady to inbound to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle works off of Micah Cook, picks up his dribble up by the half-court circle, gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman dribble drive into the lane, and a floating one-handed jumper in the lane from about 5 feet away goes in, and another bucket for Ackerman. It is 31-10. Skagway is down, but moving. Skagway finally got something going offensively. And it is the Ackerman show. Cody Silverthorne gets the ball up at the three-point range and launches up a shot that misses everything. Rebound comes back to Thorn Bay.
Rebound.
Another shot. Now this one by Thomas. Rebound into the hands of Ackerman. It is the Alex Ackerman show here in Sitka this morning. Colton Belisle gets it up and tries to get it over to Ackerman, but a pass is picked off by Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas goes length of the court, knocks down three Skagway players, and rebound comes down to Johnny Jennings, who lays it up and in. Three Skagway players on the ground couldn't be there for the rebound, so it was a pretty easy putback by Jennings. Not that Austin actually or Clint actually knocked everybody over. They just fell down while they were trying to defend. Brady tries to dribble into the lane, has it stripped from him by Tips, but Tips knocked the ball out of bounds. It's going to remain Skagway basketball, and Danny Brady to inbound the ball for Skagway gets it up to the half-court circle area to Colton Belisle, and Skagway's going to set up a little bit of offense here. Colton looks right and decides he doesn't like that, works up a pick from Cook, splits the double team up top, gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt's got a layup option. Oh, in and out from Wyatt. That thing was all the way down and then just popped back out. I don't know how it happened. It was as if it was a yo-yo shot. Rebound comes down to Thorn Bay. Thorn Bay into the key.
Rebound.
Back out top to Clint. Clint Rebound. Thomas shoots up a shot, misses it. Rebound to Cook, and Cook gets it over to Wyatt Belisle, gets it over to Brother Colton. Colton's going to bring the ball up for Skagway. Colton doesn't like this double team he's got staring him in the face, so goes left to Ackerman. Ackerman with a 12-footer from the baseline, up off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Austin Thomas. Thorn Bay has a breakout with Tips. Tips goes up against about three Skagway defenders, much bigger than him. Gets the shot off, but it's blocked out of bounds. And it will be Thorn Bay basketball with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 33-10 to score. Thorn Bay up over Skagway. Jennings now with the ball for Thorn Bay on the left side of the court. Back up to Thomas, and Thomas gets it over to Dylan Tips, who's left wide open, and you can't leave Dylan Tips open. We notice this time and time again, that kid's got a nice touch on his jump shot, and he was wide open from the free throw line, knocked it down, and Skagway has the ball. But Colton Belisle telegraphed his pass over to the wing, and it was tipped out of bounds by Clint Thomas. It will remain Skagway basketball and a substitution for Thorn Bay as Willie Jennings comes into the game for the first time to give Colby Silverthorne a rest. Back in as well is Nate Ayers for Johnny Jennings. Skagway, there will be no substitutions today. Nope, not this season. All right, Danny Brady has the ball for Skagway up at the top of the key. Dribbles it off his foot a little bit. Oh, and he's not happy about that one. He wipes his brow as he realizes that he just dribbled it right off his foot. All right, Thorn Bay basketball. Dylan Tips has it in the forecourt for Thorn Bay. Gets it over to Austin Thomas and back over to Ayers. Ayers back to tips. Over to Thomas. Back to tips. Back to Thomas. Down low. It goes to Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas unable to make the basket. His time runs out in the quarter. So after three, 35-10 is the score. Skagway trailing by 25. That's